The best thing that I can give to me is a belief in myself. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The best thing I can give to me is a belief in myself. A little better?
Yeah.
So, how do I give a belief in myself to myself? Well, the first thing we do, and we said this 100 million times, we'll say it 100 million times more, is get your nose out of somebody else's business. Get your nose out of somebody else's business. Now, my sister Marie asked me to counsel with a number of her friends. And so I went here and there and counseled with them, and met them in restaurants and met them in their homes and met them everywhere they were. And we took them to restaurants sometimes too. And we had good talks. And one woman was not available because she was feeling so sad. So she was in her home and called on the phone. So I talked to her on the phone, and I gave her the old riot act, you know. And she knows me. She's been in contact with me now for since 1978 or better. And she's been around with me for a long time. So when my sister wrote, she says, "It's too bad we haven't heard from Gloria, you know, that she hasn't responded after you talked to her and so forth and so on. And you see, that is what we want to be careful about. We don't want to have people respond to us when we treat for them. We don't want to have people tell us, yes, it's done, or no, it's not done, or, you know, you're full of beans or whatever, because that's not their business or our business. Our business is only to treat and be done. To treat and be done. Yeah. Elmer and Elise Green were at the Menninger Foundation, and they were both deeply into metaphysics, both deeply into the Hindu training, and going over there and doing experiments on those people to see how their mind was responding to meditation, to treatment, to, you know, deep introspection, like the gurus are supposed to be able to do. And they took their equipment over and measured it and photographed them and had a great time doing it. Well, Elmer wrote several books, good books. And one day his daughter was working for him. I think he has several daughters, and she was working for him. And she says, "Dad, I got a cold." And he says, "Well, sweetheart, did you practice the acupressure I told you about?" And she says, "Yeah, but it didn't work." He said, "Well, come on, let's work it together." So he told her, "You press this on your hand and this here on your palm and so forth, you know, and that the cold would instantly go away." Well, she did it. He did it. It was done. Then she went away. And she came back an hour or two later and completely cured of her cold, but she didn't even think to mention to her dad, "Hey, Dad, it worked. Hey, Dad, it's great stuff. Oh, my goodness, I did it in this work." She forgot that she even had a cold. She forgot that she even had it. And it was really so wonderful. And another time, another daughter came into his office there at the Menninger Foundation and said, "Dad, I have a splitting headache. You know, what can I do?" And of course, those are always easy to take care of. But he wanted her to do it. So he says, "Okay, now go on your hand and press these buttons." Now, what is happening? Well, you say the connective tissues between the, the vibratory system in the body and stuff like that is responding to pressing these buttons, you know, and healing takes place because of that, or pressure is released from whatever is causing the headache. And what he was really doing, and he didn't tell his daughters, he didn't tell his wife, he didn't tell anybody. What he was really doing was just doing mental healing. He was saying, "I see you whole and perfect. Now, you press these buttons here and it'll take place." Well, they liked something in the outer. People like to be touched for healing. They like to be responded to. But you see, the big thing here is the best thing I can give to me is a belief in myself. This is what he did for his daughters. He gave them a belief in themselves. And he had given his wife a belief in himself. His wife was dying quite tragically for a number of months, almost a full year. And she was basically in the hospital and going through quite a bit of distress. And he would go in there and he would talk to her and he would do his mental healing thing with her, but he would physically touch her and show her how much he loved her and so forth. And the moment he walked into that room, she was a different woman. She was without pain. He should stay there. She was without pain. She was without any distress at all. And he told her, he said, "Sweetheart, you're doing this, not me. But when you leave, I'm back." "That's right. When I leave, then you change your mind and you go back to your old attitude. When I'm here, you don't dare be sick, because I won't let you do that. I won't let you have a sick attitude." He's a terrific practitioner. "I won't let you have a sick attitude." And she got the message after a while. And so in her last months that she was living, she lived completely free of any pain, of any problems. She just was a rather marvelous lady, according to what Elmer has told us. You see, what do you do for yourself? The best thing I can give me is a belief in myself. When you believe in yourself, what happens? When you believe in yourself, then everything in your life falls into line. It falls into place. Everything in your brain falls into place. We think that certain vibrations are going to knit together the east and west and the left and right hemispheres of our brain and things like that. They're already knit together. It's just that the traffic lane is one way. It's in and out of itself, not through. And the lanes are already there, if you will. The routes for traffic between two brains are already there. We just have to believe in ourselves and see them working. Mm-hmm. Now, how did Einstein accomplish this? He accomplished this because he believed that within him was the answer. Well, now, to get that answer out of him and into him, his mind had to knit back and forth and harmoniously come up with these things, because one hemisphere has a tendency to do one direction and another the other. And he got that all cleared up. He got that all cleared up by his thought, by his belief that the one mind would tell him everything he needed to know. And he knew it. He believed in himself. Now, do you guys believe in yourself? Do the people here who listen to this on the internet, do they believe in themselves? That's why they're listening, because they believe in themselves. You don't need me to do something for you, except perhaps to be a catalyst, to kick you in the hind end and say, "Move it. Shape up. Do it right. Ingeborg, shoulders back, head up, and Sylvia, come on, shoulders back, head up." Yeah, that's you look totally different. You look totally different. So you have your arms out in front and you cuddle your breasts and you sit there and you say to yourself, instead of shoulders back, chest out, chin up, and be proud of the person that you are, a magnificent being. That's a gift you give to yourself. The best thing you can do for yourself is to like yourself. And the way you like yourself is not by saying, what folded arms are supposed to indicate, don't you? You're protecting yourself. You don't want contact with anything in the world. You're defending yourself, which is what a lot of people do. Have you ever noticed a lot of instructors before their very big classes, they're up there with their arms folded, and then some put their hands over their genitals, and what does that mean? And mostly in photographs, people drop their hands and put it right in front of their genitals, as though this is covering up something. But of course, all that does is draw attention to it. But you see, we don't want to do that. We want to draw attention to our divinity, to our perfection, to our magnificence, to all the beautiful things that we are. And so when, the great gift you give to yourself is liking yourself, being yourself. Can you do that?
Yes.
Do you have a belief in yourself?
Yes.
Where'd you get it?
From within.
Always had it.
No comment?
From within.
From within, that's good, yeah. You always had it within. And that's it. You always had it within. And why didn't you always express it?
We did. I did.
Ah! Isn't she cool? Isn't she
she's
cool?
On top, yeah.
I tell you, she's on top. She's listening to these talks and she's growing right out of them, right into them, or right up with them, whatever. That's beautiful. And you see, this is what life is all about. It is following our belief, which we do anyhow. But if the belief you got isn't getting you somewhere, do you believe you can't do it? Well, then you won't do it. Do you believe you can do it? Hell or high water, you'll make it, you know? You believe you can do it, you will rise to the top because you have chosen to. Now, a lot of times in sporting teams, they have the boys chant, "We're winners, we're winners, we're winners, we're winners, we're winners," you know. And that's fine. But that's future tense. Right now, they should be speaking their word and saying, "We play the best game that we've ever played in our life, and we enjoy it and have a great time." Now, is that a winner?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, yes. Will they enjoy the game? Yes. Will they do very well?
Yeah.
Yes. Will they miss a lot? No. They will make every shot that they're making, they will do everything perfectly. But you see, in every way, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better and better. See, that's future. That's not doing it in the now, which is good. It's a lot better than a lot of people have been doing for years, you know. They feel the fatalistic attitude. But this one here, in every day in every way, I'm getting better and better and better. Now, why not say, "I am my very best now"? Mm-hmm. Can you say that?
Yes, I am my very best now.
Oh, you do have a voice.
I am my very best now. I am my very best now.
And so it is. I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.